way, before I get back to the last few thoughts of this letter between the president that he sent to Nancy Pelosi, know this, coming up in just a few minutes, Lara Trump will join me here on the program. Lara Trump will be here in just a few minutes. Also, Peter Ferrara, former aide to Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush. Stephen Moore here to talk about the economy. He'll weigh in. Good stuff there, plus a lot more. Jim Carroll, the drug czar. The U.S. drug czar will be here to talk about the opioid crisis and programs going on. All of these things will be discussed tonight at the Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek, where the president is holding a rally. You can get tickets. They don't cost anything. But you do have to register online with your phone number, I believe, is how that works. Now, the good news that I was mentioning before we went to break, more polling numbers. Impeachment is underwater. Six polls in a row now. The last six polls in a row, impeachment is underwater. And brand new numbers yesterday from USA Today, a Suffolk University USA Today poll. Not good news for the Democrats because it's a national poll. And every single candidate put up against Donald Trump in a national poll loses from the Democrats. Trump beats Biden by 3, Sanders by 5, Warren by 8, Bloomberg by 9, and Mayor Pete by double digits. That's right, the Suffolk University USA Today poll, a national poll, has president. I mean, and imagine how bad the numbers really are. Imagine how bad the numbers really are to show Donald Trump in the lead on these national polls across the board. It's not the first time. The Emerson poll came out here a week ago showing the same thing. You look at the polls about impeachment, it's underwater now. Independents are fleeing it, of course. Even some Democrats are fleeing it. Support, according to a brand new CNN poll for impeachment, has dropped from 90% to 77%. That is more telling than anything else. Support among Democrats has dropped 13 points in the last few days for impeachment. It's falling apart. The rest of the letter, the important parts, are not many people could have taken the punishment inflicted during this period of time, yet done so much for the American people and their success. You completely failed with the Mueller report. You are the ones interfering with America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own selfish, personal, political, and partisan gain. Your speakership and your party are held hostage by your most deranged and radical representatives of the far left. Each one of your members lives in fear of a socialist primary challenger, and that is what is driving this impeachment. I believe he's nailed it. And again, he said that he wants this to be on the record 100 years from now. More due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trial. Another line from the letter. It's 6 pages long. It's worth reading. It is worth reading. There's far too much that needs to be done to improve the lives of our citizens. It is time for you and the highly partisan Democrats in Congress to immediately cease this impeachment fantasy. Get back to work for the American people. While I have no expectation that you will do so, I write this letter to you for the purpose of history and to put my thoughts on a permanent and indelible record. 100 years from now, when people look back at this affair, I want them to understand it and learn from it so that it can never happen to another president again. Donald Trump wrote that letter to Nancy Pelosi, scathing. Classic Trump, much of it. All right, so I just had somebody ask me how long, what happens next after today? After today, it'll go to a trial in the United States Senate. Trial in the United States Senate. Some asking that Mitch McConnell call for a dismissal vote right off the top. He may or may not get that. He may or may not get that. Yesterday, though, two members of the Senate Republican leadership say they think the initial phase of the impeachment trial could last about 2 weeks. Roy Blunt is the number 4 Senate Republican. He told reporters that it sounded about right to expect that allowing both the House managers and Trump lawyers to present their arguments could take roughly a working week per side. For them to present their prima facie case, I would assume that the right amount of time, he added, is about 2 weeks. John Barrasso, senator from Wyoming, said that sounds about right and reasonable to him. A 2-week time frame would line up with what Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wanted to, except that Chuck's not going to get his witnesses. Senator Mitch McConnell came out and just hammered on Lucky Chuck yesterday. Lucky Chucky getting hammered by Mitch McConnell with all the fire and zeal of Mitch McConnell. It's bite number two. I want you to see this. You know, Mitch is all fired up. You can tell. His eyebrow moved. Bite number two. Go.
He chose to begin by writing me an 11-paragraph letter on Sunday evening, deliver it by way of the news media, and begin a cable television campaign a few hours later. The Democratic leader's letter is an interesting document from the very beginning. For example, in the second of its 11 paragraphs, our colleague literally misquotes the Constitution.
And a whole lot of other things. And I want you to hear this. One member of Congress, a Democrat, said he is quitting. He's quitting Congress because his soul is weary. He's had all he can take. So there will be some votes against this when it comes up today. Bite number four. Enjoy this one. Bite four. Go.
You've been candid about why you're getting out of Congress. Basically, you've said that your soul has gotten weary. I think your quote was, "The countless hours I've spent in the investigation of Russian election interference and the impeachment inquiry have rendered my soul weary." Do you think that's happening to other Democrats and some of your colleagues, and that that's part of what we're seeing in these polls?
I think it's happening to Americans, as a matter of fact.
Denny Heck, Congressman Denny Heck. Yeah, he, I think he's right. America is tired of all this nonsense. America's had all it can take. I'd like to see what you have to say about this day. Go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note. stevegruber.com. You can always go there to listen live, find the podcast of interviews we've done, and so much more. Laura Trump on the way here momentarily, by the way, here on the program. Don't miss that. Just moments away from Laura Trump. But stevegruber.com, it's your full-service, one-stop shop for everything Gruber. Don't miss it. Soon, some brand-new gear, Gruber gear on the way. We'll be right back.